Beza Hashem continues Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Mem Hey, Mem Ches, rather, the 48th point from Rabbeinu Yoina on our discussion here on the first gate of repentance. It's a Shir number 73, a lot of numbers mentioned here, and it's the 18th principle. Okay. What is the 18th principle of Tshuva? The 18th principle of Tshuva is a very, very important one. And that is, Chatosay Negdo Yitomit. A person has to remind himself of his Aveira that he did on a regular basis. One of the reasons for this is because when a person knows what he did wrong in the past, what he slipped with, what he fell short in, what he needs chizik to do, in such a situation, in such a case, we discussed this earlier. If he forgets about it, he's already weakened in that specific mitzvah of Hashem. And he's more prone to fall short. But when the person reminds himself, Chatosoy Negdi Tomit, he reminds himself of his shortcomings, of his Aveiro, it'll be a way for him to continue in this tshuva process. This is learned now from David HaMelech, as it says in Kapitel Nun Aleph Pasuk Hey, chapter 51, Pasuk Hey. David HaMelech tells us, Ki fishoai ani eida, v'chatosi negi somit. David says, fishoai, my pesha, ani eida. What does it mean, ani eida? David says, I recognize my pesha. I recognize my transgression. V'chatosi negdi somid, and my sin is before me at all times. This is what David HaMelech said. I once saw Sfarim bring down that David HaMelech actually wrote on the wall of a room that he was always in. He wrote down a similar concept, like taking a post-it note, reminding himself of his Aveira. Where do we see the opposite? Where do we see the opposite of David HaMelech? Go all the way back to the beginning of creation. Hashem says, Kayin, I can't find Hevel. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly what happened to Hevel. Hashem says to Cain, you know where your brother might be? So what does Cain say? He says, Lo yadati, I don't know what's going on. Hashemra achi anoichi, my his watchman. So Cain says, Lo yadati. David HaMelech says, I place my chait in front of me. Ki b'sho ani eida, I know what I did wrong. I know what I did wrong. We all have to ask ourselves a question. Do we know what we did wrong? This is a chelik of the tshuva. Nichatasi negni somid, and to place the chait in front of you at all times. And this is a way that a person will protect himself from returning back to that aveira. The 19th principle is really the last principle. So you say, wait a minute, didn't I tell you there are 20 principles? The 19th principle is really the last personal chelik of tshuva. The 20th principle is helping others do tshuva. What is the 19th principle of tshuva? Azivas chetoy ki behizdamin v'ubitoykev tavosoy. A person, when the Yetzahara comes in the same exact situation that he was in, the same test that he failed the first time, now he has another opportunity. Hashem is saying, okay, listen, I want to see, you tell me you're doing tshuva, I want to see, are you really doing tshuva? I'm going to give you the same exact test. Let's see what happens the next time. And all of the situations are 100% the same. 100% the same. He has that burning desire of doing that Aveira. The same exact circumstances. And when the person holds himself back, Azivas chetoy b'his damin b'toykev tavosai, b'hu b'toykev tavosai. The Yetzirah is burning inside of him. Right now, we're learning together. The Yetzirah is not burning inside of us right now. He says, let me let them learn a little. I'll get them later. When they're not learning. And yet, the person has a siyata d'shmaya from Hashem to help him conquer that Yetzirah. That is an expression he's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a Baal Tshuva. I mean what I say. I mean what I say when I say Chatosi Negdi Samid, like in the previous 18th principle, and I'm reminding myself of my Aveiros, my shortcomings, and I don't want to go back to that Aveiro that I did in the past.